You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, the third principle that I want to go over with you on Sabbath principles is it's not a 1 in 7 day principle. God specifically identifies which day we're supposed to worship Him. It's not like, well, like Sunday's as good as any other day. Well, then why not Friday like the Muslim? It's not a 1 in 7 day thing. It's very specific. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. This is the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Zikar HaShabbat. That's what it says in the Bible in Hebrew. Zikar HaShabbat. Remember the Sabbath day. Remember it. Why? Because people were going to forget it. Because God knew that Satan would go in and twist it and turn it and try and get people to violate it. And guess what has happened today? Verse 9. Not only were we supposed to memorize it in verse 8, we're supposed to keep it holy. Verse 9. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. This is His day. You know, people want to say Sunday is the Lord's day. It's not. Sunday is not the Lord's day. Exodus 20, verse 10, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. The Lord's day is Saturday, the Sabbath. In it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. It, like I said, it's not a 1 day and 6 thing. He specifically identifies it. The Lord chose, God chose the seventh day. He blessed it. He put His name on it. That is the Lord's day. He hallowed it. In other words, He made it holy. Man can't make nothing holy. Only God can make something holy. Satan has never had an original idea ever. He is the great counterfeiter. He took God's Sabbath and he counterfeited it with Sunday. He created his own religion, Mystery Babylon religion, and he came up with a group of people that later became the Catholics, it started on the other side of the flood. It was people in rebellion that took over the whole world. He had to kill them all except for one family, 8 human beings. He starts all over again. God starts again. And he takes this family. And then Jesus comes and dies for our sins. And Satan counterfeits the movement that was started in the first century. And by the time 354 rolls around, the forerunners to the Catholic Church are out there murdering and cutting the heads off anybody that keeps the Sabbath. That's the history of Sunday, folks. It is Satan's day. Saturday is dedicated to God. It is the Lord's day.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.